This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Hello, welcome to our discussion of the events of the day, issues of the day, how to learn from your mistakes today and quickly. We're talking about some of the larger mistakes that we've made in our lives as a collective, like becoming so dependent on chips and not even knowing that we become this. I was talking to Victoria about the supply of cars or the supply of anything. You can't find a new car on a lot. You got to order it, and it's because of these damn chips. I was just talking to the president of my bank during the news here at the top of the hour, and he's trying to reach me on my iPhone. You'll love this, Victoria, because he's my age, and he's got a new iPhone, but he can't figure out how to put the new numbers in, and he can't call anybody who calls him back because he doesn't know what happens when he pushes this button. He's afraid of it. That's what
he's
happens.
He's the president of a bank, and he's afraid of technology. Well, that's not making me feel phone. Good about
it. Oh, good God. At being the president of the bank.
But what does that even mean?
Being good at what?
Being president of the bank? You don't understand technology? You just stand there and wave and shake hands with people?
It's the second most profitable bank in Massachusetts, so he's doing something right. But he sure doesn't like technology.
Every time you say you talk to the president of the bank, it's so like Mayberry. It's like no one knows who anybody's president
is. You would never be able to talk to the president of the Chase Bank. But we have this little bank here.
I don't even like to go into a Chase lobby. I just do everything. I do mobile banking.
And deposit.
Yep. And then if I have to get cash, I just go to the
Okay, so here, you want to know why that doesn't work? Here's a perfect one of the reasons that he and I were talking is because we put I bought a piece of farm equipment, and the guy wanted me to pay for it with a check. And he said, you can take a picture of the check. And I thought, Jesus, this is just like talking to Victoria. So he had me write out the check. And then he said, take a picture of the front and the back of it and send it to me. And that'll be all we need. And I thought to myself, huh? What are you talking about? I don't have to overnight you the check? No, he says, just take a picture of it. So I took a picture of it, both sides. And they deposited it. And then it turned out that I was better off to pay cash. It's a long story, but I stopped payment on the check on Monday. And so that should have taken care of it, except the guy who I did the transaction with called me yesterday and said, well, I don't know what to do because you paid his cash and the bank just cleared the check.
Oh, you paid twice. Okay.
You got twice as much out of me. He said, no, we're going to make it good. But so then I called the president. I said, I called two people in the bank to stop payment, and they said, yep, it'll happen immediately. And a day later, the check gets paid. How does that work? And
must
so
have
back
been too
to
far
technology.
Along the process or something,
well,
right?
Whatever it is. I mean, what happened to somebody picking up the phone and saying to somebody over on the other side of the street at the office, just make sure this check doesn't get paid? No, we got to go through all of this rigmarole of government forms and computers and stuff. And it just is part of the failure, the breakdown. And that's part of the mistake. We become too dependent on stuff like this. So I'm going to fast forward to a story that we've talked about off and on here, and that is the making of electric cars and what that means to you. I get the idea that people want to invest in this because it'll be good for the climate. It'll be good for all of our lives down the road. But to bring you up short, the fellow who acts as consultant to this program sent me a rather long treatise on what happens now. If you buy an electric car today, what it actually costs you in terms of overall expense and where the power is coming from. So it's down the road, fine, great. But don't get all excited. Or if you buy an electric car, buy it with your eyes wide open, not thinking about what you're going to do for the environment, thinking about maybe you're going to not have to buy so much gasoline or whatever it is. But the power for that car comes from, in most cases, 80% of the plants in this country now are fired by oil. and there's about 10% coal, and I don't know what the rest of it is.
I think Tesla, Tesla is probably the only manufacturer that is all solar. So their plants, I know they have, I think they have one in North Carolina, and they have another one in California.
But making the electricity that you get at the supermarket or you get in your home, that's not coming from solar.
No.
I'm going to put a solar, I've now changed my whole position on this because I believe there is a problem, and I believe that we all contribute to it. So my way of fixing it, and this is kind of where my wheelhouse is, when I talk about stuff on the air that's a problem that we all need to deal with, I try to come up with, or Victoria does, or Jennifer, or Jay, with solutions so that it isn't just we're having a vapid, empty conversation that criticizes everybody for, so there we all got the criticism. What do we do to fix it? And in this case, I think if you want an electric car, swell, just understand that you're not doing carbon neutral yet. It's going to be 20 years before it's carbon neutral.
But, well, yeah, because if you think about all the cars, like for me, I live in an apartment complex, and so I can't pull up a Tesla and charge it anywhere. What am I going to do? We have 760 apartments in the village that we live in. Where are all these people going to be charging cars? It's not going to happen. We're going to hang on to whatever car we buy will be the last. This is how I sort of see it going, and maybe it'll be the same for you. Whatever the most, whatever the newest model of a regular, what would you call it, non-electric? It's not diesel.
Petroleum-powered. It's regular gasoline-powered,
regular gas-powered car. I think people are going to rush to buy the very last ones made and then hang on to them, right?
Yeah.
Because
because
what are we going to do, not have a car? I mean, we're going to end up driving an old gas-powered car because we can't plug in.
Like driving gas-powered. I can't imagine an electric Range Rover. I know they're starting to build them. They're trying to build them, but it's not what I drive a Ford pickup truck. I can't.
What's the difference,
Ford
though?
Pickup truck.
I've driven my friend's Tesla, and
it's
so fast and zippy.
Zippy as hell. Jack Stockwell's got one, and he took me for a ride in it this past weekend, and, he said, watch this. So he's at a red light and takes off like a rocket.
Yeah.
And then, we talk about the charging it, and he doesn't dare drive it down to St. George's, where we now are back on the air down in St. George, Utah, because it's too far and there are no charging stations.
Yeah, you have to really plan out the trips.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's early. If you want to use it locally, that's swell. And you think you're doing something, that's great. But remember,
look, you are doing something if you're at home. Let's say you install, you buy a Tesla or any of the other electric vehicles. It doesn't have to just be Tesla. And you install the charger at your house, and your house is run by solar. Well, then yes, you are making an impact. But
Not
everybody's doing that, and that's the problem. Yeah.
Right. Well, it'll be solved, but don't jump off a cliff thinking that you have to have this tomorrow. My son and his father-in-law bought a Ford electric truck, and now they can't get it because the ship thing.
delayed, right?
That's just, man, it's all this technology on top of technology. All right, here's another situation. The Federal Trade Commission, we've been talking here, I've got a theme going. Now, this is along with the Chinese did the virus and 5G. This is my latest cause. And that is getting more competition in the workplace and seeing what we can do individually about supporting local businesses. Go back to, what's old is new again. Now all these little hardware stores are popping up everywhere because people can't find in the big box stores the supply that they want because they have created it themselves, the shortage. And so the local guys are more creative. They come up with ways of, finding the right screw or the right bolt or whatever it is, and they actually have people in the stores that can take you to the place in the store where the screws and the bolts are, and it's pretty much the same price now as you get at Home Depot. So here's the Federal Trade Commission that has decided to fine Fashion Nova $4 million for suppressing negative reviews. Now, the first time I saw this, Victoria, obviously I thought of you because you're big into the fashion world and makeup and all that sort of thing. My first response was, how is it that this company has been singled out, and why is it that the government should be doing this instead of the consumer, making the consumer aware of the way these people are screwing their customers? And, you know, that sort of is my where I'm coming from here. And then I started thinking about all the other sites that suppress information, and how come the government's not suing them? So
well,
you
this
probably
is a,
know
this is a
more
high
about
profile,
this.
Yeah, see, the reason that this is, and they are going after other companies, but this is a big company. And so the thing about this, and I wish Jay and Jen were here, because we get inundated.
Well, you want to save it? They're both sick today.
No, it's fine. No, just because I'm sure they've had the same experiences that I've had. So what this company does, it's all junk. It's fast fashion. It's literally the fashion equivalent of fast food. It's cheap quality. It's all probably made in China. I say probably because I've never bought anything from it, so I'm not sure,
yeah,
but I would guess.
Probably
it's all
yeah.
cheap stuff made in China.
Yep.
Well, so what they do is they get these, like, low-level celebrities. Like, for instance, two of the girls from the cast of Jersey Shore, right, on MTV, the reality show. Yeah. Two of those girls who are not celebrities by, you know, I mean, they're celebrities in that sense. So they get these low-level celebrities to go onto their Instagram pages and Facebook pages and model all this junk fashion, and they sell it and they get a commission off of it. And it's, you know, and apparently the quality is, as you can imagine, it's terrible. And so the last April, in April of 2020, the Federal Trade Commission went after Fashion Nova the first time because they were canceling orders on people and people were paying and never got their money back. So that was the first infraction.
Right.
Now they've realized that by suppressing any review that was less than 5 stars, then they're violating the FTC Act, and that's why, along with 10 companies, they got fined this $4 million.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised because it looks like it's like a pyramid scheme
yeah.
for fashion. It's like LuLaRoe.
You wonder,
it's all
my question always when it comes to these things. Where's the $4.5 million go that the government is?
Well, that's
them?
True.
But,
yeah.
what big hole has that gone into? That'll be the subject of discussion that will carry through, probably show up in our download, along with other things. The most recent downloads at djvshow.com have a focus on, for example, Queen Latifah talking about Chris Noth and what's going on there, and Tom Brady, is he going to retire or not, and is Idris Elba the new James Bond, all that sort of thing, trusting or not to trust. Who do you trust when it comes to COVID concerns? That's a discussion of that. And the defamation lawsuit against Alec Ball, all kinds of things that we cull and put together so you can kind of get a sense of what's going on by listening to the podcast at djvshow.com or, like Apple, wherever you get your podcast, that's where it is.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program, so Victoria and I here alone today because Jen's out and so is Jay. Our social media is a focus of a lot of people listening to the program. They answer questions that we present to sort of have us get a pulse as to what you're thinking about things. Then we report on such matters as Peter Dinklage focusing on this new Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He's upset because they're not using dwarfs. Right?
No,
is that kind of the bottom line?
No. He's upset that they are using dwarves because
he's an activist. What's wrong with using dwarves?
No, what he's saying is the reason this is trending is because he is a very well-known, very well-respected actor, starred in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Things.
You look at him, you know exactly who he is.
And so he is a little person, and so he has been an activist for being an actor and being his size, as opposed to just always being, that size and playing a child or, being in a costume, like a lot of Star Wars people, little people were used in Star Wars, in costumes and stuff. And so he said that, the new Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs it's a live action remake, like how Disney's done that with Beauty and the Beast and a lot of other movies. And so he said that it's great that they made a big deal about casting Rachel Zegler, who can be seen in West Side Story right now. She was the girl who beat 30,000 other girls to be the lead in West Side Story. She's won all kinds of awards for that.
And getting all kinds of criticism because you're not Puerto Rican.
Well, she's of Puerto Rican descent. She's from Jersey, but
apparently she's not. There was the discussion with Bill Maher last night was that she was not. She was Colombian.
Oh yeah, she's a mix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's been cast as Snow White. This is a huge role for her, and Gal Gadot is going to play the Evil Queen. So this is like a lot of star power.
Yeah.
And so what Peter Dinklage is saying, and the reason this is trending, he said, it's great that they're being progressive and they're very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. And he said, but wait a second. He goes, if you're not actually looking at the whole story and you're telling this backward story about seven dwarves living in a cave together, he said, what exactly are you accomplishing? And so he said, essentially, like, they need to rewrite this whole script because it's, in the original cartoon, Snow White sees the dwarves as children. She treats them like they're children. And so they, and people who are little people are, very capable, as we know from all of the TV shows, reality shows, Little People, Big World, they're very capable of doing a whole lot more than just playing dwarves in a Disney movie. So I think it's interesting. A lot of other movies that have come out recently. The one that's popping into my mind right now is this part two of the Santa Claus movie that Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn are in on Netflix. Yeah. And instead of having elves, they cast them as they are animated.
But what's the beef here? Is the beef that we didn't give acting jobs to dwarfs? Or the dwarf
no,
play
the
dwarf
should not be in it. It should be rewritten.
Why? The story is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, but it's inappropriate for what? In 2022.
Oh, for God's sakes.
It is.
No, baloney.
It is.
No, you got your thing, and
it's
Snow White. And what is it, Snow White and the Seven Adults now? Is that we're going to change it to something that is more politically correct because it's politically correct? They're dwarfs in the story.
All he said
little
is,
people.
Right. So Disney responded. Disney says that the film intends to take a different approach with the seven characters in order to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated movie, which is what Peter Dinklage is talking about. I know that this is not something that, like, you would ever be concerned with, but,
whether dwarfs were playing dwarfs or we're going to redo Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Well, maybe if you knew someone who was a little person, maybe
I've known little people. I've known dwarfs, and
they're not called dwarfs. You're part of the problem because you're calling them dwarfs.
Why are
they not dwarfs?
They're dwarfs.
That's not what you call them.
Little people equals dwarf.
Little people and dwarfs are different.
No, they aren't.
Yes, how
are they
different? Are. It's
dwarfs are little people.
Dwarfs are bad.
Dwarfs are bad. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Tattletale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We teach children that tattletelling is wrong. As adults, groups ostracize those who oust their own members. Law enforcement officers, prison guards, military members, and athletes operate on unspoken codes that shun those who tell on their fellow members. Organizations call their tattletales whistleblowers. And perhaps the most violent reactions to those who tell on their own or snitch comes from the world of gang members who will do everything from cutting a person's face 150 stitches wide for telling on one of their own to killing them. From children to governments to organizations to criminals, tattletelling is not accepted. But why? Why is it unacceptable to call someone out for doing something wrong? It's a question worth considering. For more thought-provoking questions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. In related news, OSHA officially ended its emergency temporary standard on Wednesday. It had required COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly tests in workplaces with 100 or more employees. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this month that OSHA did not have the authority to require such mandates for businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is calling it quits in June. Here's what to expect for a confirmation hearing.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is reportedly calling it quits at the end of this term. The 83-year-old has been on the court for nearly 28 years and is described as a pragmatic liberal. As far as what we can expect in a confirmation hearing, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
This is a long, grueling process. You'll have Republicans who will have to figure out, obviously, what the nominee is, but I think figuring out who the nominee is and figuring out what those attacks are on that nominee and trying to stonewall it. Because this nominee, whoever it is, when they get confirmed, could be on the bench for 2-3 decades ruling on some of the big issues of the day, from the Second Amendment all the way down to abortion. So this certainly is going to set up a big battle going into the midterms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nissan is recalling more than 793,000 small SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because water can get into the wiring in the driver's footwell, cause corrosion, and could start a fire. The recall covers Nissan Rogue SUVs from the 2014 through 2016 model years. Singer-songwriter Neil Young is removing his music from Spotify after telling the company to choose him or Joe Rogan. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 past the hour. 9 reasons to avoid becoming politically correct. I was just reading, we're having a discussion here, as we often do, the old versus the young, the new and good way of focusing on who people are and what they're all about. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer's sick, and so is Jay. So I have nobody to defend me in my position. I'm on my own here. We were having a conversation about the politically correct stuff. When it comes right down to it, see how many people agree with me who are listening. Who is responsible, and where did these things come from? Who decided that dwarfs aren't going to be dwarfs anymore? Or that the correct way to approach somebody who is, the people I grew up around who were black were referred to as black. Today, they're people of color. So who was it that decided?
Well, no,
is there some arbitration
setting.
Board somewhere that says, We're not supposed to refer to these
people.
Black and
people,
why?
Black people are black, or some who identify more with African ancestry are African American. But people of color, that's just a larger, that's not eliminating anyone who's Latino or anyone who's black or Asian. That's just a broad stroke, you know, reference. But everyone is still has, you know, we all love labels, right, in society. Everybody still has their labels. So, yeah, it's not going away. Okay.
So here we have a study today that is focused on how much money goes to mothers. So can we refer to them as mothers who are lacking? Are poor mothers people who are...
I don't know what the parameters exactly were for this study, but yes.
But you're not getting my subtlety here.
You can't say poor?
Yeah.
That's what it said in all the
mothers
headlines.
Who have financial problems instead of being poor.
Okay, well, that explains because it does. Poor is weird because it's always like, oh, poor person, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's strange. Yeah, someone who in financial need, let's put it that way.
Challenged, financially challenged. How about that? Instead of poor, they're financially challenged.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, this is actually very important information. Listen up, because this tells you a lot about what's going on. If you're a parent raising a small child, listen. Yes?
Yes?
What? No.
I'm listening.
I'm pointing to you. Because
pointing to me for what?
I want you to tell the story.
Okay, I don't have the exact study.
Mothers.
I don't have the exact study in front of me, so can
us? Here's the story. Providing cash aid.
Listen, and I'm sitting here listening. Okay.
To poor mothers. Well, listen, we have to get our cues straight. Poor mothers, one of the things about doing a program, we're going to digress for a second. Do you realize one of the most wonderful things about doing a program like this? I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here, because this requires the sensitivity of the people. I'm on the air every day for hours with three women who are in different parts of the country. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Jay's out in Nashville, and Victoria's in New Jersey. And it sounds to the average person who doesn't know that we're all in the same room. Technology allows that to happen. The other thing that's important, as we all know each other well, and, it takes, I remember Jay was a little bit, because she's the most recent member of the board here, and she had a hard time sort of getting into sync with how we do stuff. And it's knowing each other. That's really what it is, and anticipating what the other person is going to do, think, or say. And so most of the time we're really right there. And we don't rehearse this stuff. Most of the time the ladies don't know what I'm going to talk about, or I don't know what they're going to talk about.
Or you don't know what you're going to talk about. It's also a very important element there.
Wait a minute. Hold your horses here. Let's not get too cute. Anyway, most of the time I know what I'm talking about. I don't point out when you don't know what you're talking about. I don't say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Victoria.
No, I mean you don't know what you're going to talk about, meaning like you just sort of clickbait and pick things up.
Sometimes there are things
I'm not saying you don't know what you're talking about. I'm saying you actually don't know what you're going to talk about.
I don't, because the spontaneity of conversation is such, I oftentimes will go into a half hour and have planned to do this, 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 and this. And because of the beauty of talk radio and conversation, I may be stopped on the first one because we go in four different directions because there's four different points of view presented by the people on the country, on the program. All right, so can we go back to this?
Yes, I have the study now if you would like me to run through it.
Well, I just... what it does is underscore something that I'm very passionate about, and that is how to improve babies' brains and not have them jammed up by the technology that oftentimes mothers who don't know put their children sort of in front of a screen to babysit them. And if they're not 3 or 4 years old, doing that is a recipe for disaster. And so this kind of goes into that in a way that, you know, presenting a problem requires a solution. So here is how to fix baby's brain functions if you're from a poor family, right? Is that a good way of
essentially
putting this forward?
Right. And so this was a big study that has kind of been in the making for a while. It's called Baby's First Years. And so they found, this is published in the Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences. So what they did was they did two different groups. They divided mothers with newborn infants into two groups. One received a cash payment of $333 a month, and the other received $20 a month. And they found that after they evaluated the kids after 1 year, they found that babies in the high cash group displayed more of the fast brain activity typically associated with cognitive development. And so this is one of the neuroscientists from the University of Pennsylvania who did the study said that it's a big scientific finding because it's proof that giving families more money, even a modest amount more, leads to better brain development for early childhood development. This was part of the study, so they did it like an experiment. That's how they did it. And
did
so,
they use federal
also,
money? Did they use research grant money from colleges or universities?
It's from the University of Pennsylvania, so I would assume that there was a grant for this. Now, the reason that they studied this is because, and the $333 thing, that's because President Biden had the child tax credit program where families received up to $300 a month.
So this was,
for kids
does it work
six.
Or not? That's the question that this answers, kind of, whether that money was worthwhile.
Well, and so there's a researcher who was also part of this from Harvard and said that this is groundbreaking and said, and this is his quote, he said, if I was a policymaker, I'd pay attention to this. It would be premature of me to pass a bill that gives every family $300 a month, but when you look at real need, then, you know, he was saying that this is demonstrating that giving parents, especially maybe single moms, a leg up is something that definitely impacts how a kid, how their brains develop in the first year. I mean, when you look at, like, and so $300 extra, right, that goes to formula. Formula is really expensive. So it's kind of like, well, if you have $20 a month, maybe you can buy some extra diapers, which are also really expensive. But if you have $333 a month, then you maybe have more time to invest in other things that will benefit.
Let me take this apart. One step down. I'm not a big fan of government programs that just dole out money here, there, and everywhere. But if you want to fast forward what happens to a child whose brain gets discombobulated and what it costs society down the road, this is a pretty good investment. And again, from the mouth of somebody who's not a big fan of a lot of government programs that just throw money, and actually this isn't government money, this is money that came from research funding for a project at the University of Pennsylvania. But I think what it does show, if I can get to the bottom line, is that it is very dangerous for you to allow your child to be exposed to all of the things on a screen that can discombobulate his or her mind, the neurons and whatever happens to people. And if you can somehow or other train the child cognitively, reading, whatever other exposure to the things that are, you were saying, I think, about my new grandson, how curious he looks.
He's so alert for a young baby.
Very, very
he's
alert
only
guy.
He's 2 months old, right? About?
Yeah, a little bit more.
And he's just, he's so cute. And just to see the videos of every little thing, I've never seen a kid be that, like, locked in, you know?
Well, they're paying
age.
A lot of attention to the things in his environment.
Right.
And that's kind of what you got to do. Now, is everybody capable of doing that? I guess it depends. Do you want to do it? But if you don't want a problem down the road, which is kind of what we're talking about here, then this is a good investment. Because I think most of us are aware of all of the special needs. I know in my community, the budget for the school department is $120 million a year. $40 million of that goes to special needs, special aid for special kids who are, in many instances, I mean, we all knew youngsters as we grew up that didn't have the same development or had problems. I can remember a kid that lived up the street from me who lived in a shack. His mother was all alone, and she had this child out of wedlock, and she had nothing, and they lived in a shack, literally, a shack. And this kid was so, didn't have any clothing, didn't eat right, and, you know, sort of became
nutrition
a ward of the
so
state.
Nutrition is so important to baby's brain development.
Yeah, it's it just, really is.
Yeah.
And if you can't breastfeed, then, you know, you do the next best thing. Right. You hopefully get really good. The formula that's out there is good, but it's expensive. And so, as I think you suggested, that a lot of newborns in families who don't have a lot of money, they get cheap. They get cheap.
Well, it's, I mean, think about it. If you can't feed your adult kids or your adult self,
right?
You go to cheap options. You know, Costco 99-cent chicken fingers, or you go to fast food, and it's the same thing. If mothers with young babies can't give them the proper nutrition, you have to feed your child, so you're going to have to do whatever you can do. And unfortunately, nutrition is so essential in those, you know, in the early development stages.
Children are going to be, Miles, my other grandson, doesn't watch any TV. I mean, he's now getting exposed a little bit to Sesame Street and to some things, but he learns what he's learning from his friends in school and from what he reads and what his mother and father tell him. That's how we learn from our environment. And so, when he was a youngster growing up, he didn't know any different. His mother was feeding vegetables, and so he ate vegetables, and he thought it was great. So he starts going to school, and the kids start telling him, oh, what about this chicken finger, and, you know, what about this popsicle, and all that stuff. So then he develops a resistance to eating vegetables. So his mother says to him, okay, well, you can have a chicken finger, but you also have to have asparagus. For every chicken finger, you got to have a piece of asparagus.
Isn't it wild that, like, every parent is like a negotiator now?
Yeah.
I don't remember having negotiations.
I was told to eat it or be hungry. That was it.
It's just, there you go. And, you know, you sit there and eat it. This is what our family's eating tonight. I mean, I know friends. Yeah. I have friends and everybody gets a different dinner. It's why aren't you just at a restaurant?
I mean,
when we ate dinner, we ate as a family.
What's
and everybody ate the same food.
That's it. Yep. That's it. That's what I tell Daisy now. She's never fussy about the stuff she eats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're at 48 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Joining us is our bi-weekly astrologer. Well, she's an astrologer every day, but she visits with us every other week here to keep us in check when it comes to the influences of astrology. Maria Trilogy is here from Spirit Mind Body Works. So, Maria, there's been a lot of attention this week, interestingly enough, on the husband and wife team of Meghan Markle and the Prince. Apparently, they are very well matched. He's a Virgo, and she is a Leo, but there was an astrologer who looked into, I bet you have too, into where their moons are and where their rising stars are. They apparently are a perfect match. I've had Leos and fire signs in my life, and it is a horrible match because it doesn't work with me and my combination. So isn't it wonderful that there are so many different astrological combinations, and when people find each other and they find that magic, the connection, it's really special, isn't it?
They're a good match, although I think the word perfect is something to think about and consider, because there will always be challenges. Now, the reason they do well is because Leo and Virgo are astrological buddies. They're right next door to each other. Mm-hmm. And then we take in their moon signs and their rising signs and Venus and Mars. It's complex, the whole astrological coming together of relationship. So they do well because they have a way of understanding what the other person needs and wants. So communication, which is absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, essential to a good, loving relationship, open communication, honesty, trust. I would believe that the two of them have that in spades. And that is why people look at them, or other astrologers, or whoever it is that's talking about their connection, and that's why it works for them. Now, if you have a different vision for life itself and that partner does not understand that vision, then that is when problems arise. So I think that is why we see what we see with the two of them.
Yeah, well, it's nice every once in a while to find a couple that everybody knows and then relate the astrological implications of their association. When you look at other couples that don't
get fascinating. In fact, I have done all of the charts. Well, not completely, but all of the royalty that is now in place. The Prince Charles and the Queen and Diana, everyone. And it is fascinating how they have signs that are similar. It's just fascinating. I would love to do that on one of our shows.
Well, plan it. So, but in the meantime, what do we have influentially in this next week? You and I are going to be together this weekend. You're having your annual spiritual psychological tune-up, if you will, based on astrology. That'll be in Los Angeles. And, well, I like it because it is. It's a tune-up, a refocus, if you will, on the individual and the collective. You've done on this program already some of the predictions for the year. I like to stick into the next few days. If you want to give us some quick notes on the next week or so, that'd be cool.
We will have a new moon in Aquarius. So whenever there's a new moon, there's an opportunity for us to look at where we are and see what the goals are that we want to accomplish going forward. And with that, in Aquarius, we are looking at the big picture. And the second important thing that is happening on Thursday, Mercury goes direct. And so everything we've been holding on to that we have not been able to put forward because of this Mercury retrograde, we can now move forward with. So the week starts out in Aquarius, ends up in Aries, Aries being a fire sign. So give yourself an opportunity now to put together those things that you've been holding back and move them forward, feeling much more confident and much more open. And enjoy, take care, and Maria Trilogy, SMB Works, at earthlink.net.
Or you can reach Maria by dialing 310-548-1338. Dr. Stefan with Maria Trilogy. To hear the entire conversation, all of Maria's predictions, check it out at djvshow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.